Yeah, Grok.
Scary thing.
Yeah. Special competing with you. Okay.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing well. Is
this too loud?
Oh no. Oh no, honey.
In the background?
I can hear it a little bit, but it does not bother us at all.
Okay.
At all.
I'm at a spot.
Hey, thank you, by the way.
Spot. This might be a little loud.
That is perfectly fine.
Hey,
oh, my
God. Can you ask him to turn it down a little bit? Yeah.
This is awesome.
How you doing?
Doing well. I mean, this, by the way, I was going to say, this is Bubbly Banter with Monica Brooks and Alex Mills. And so, oh, yeah, he can hear you. Can you hear Alex?
I don't often do interviews, but I'll just say, you know what, why not?
That is so cool.
What
cause
you
you're
talk about?
So I don't know if you have a beverage, but we pop open some Bubbly while we talk.
Yes, oh, definitely.
All right, well, I'm boring. I don't drink, so I'm tipping.
Oh, that is not boring at all.
Not like boring at all. None
no.
at all. If I had that skin, trust, I would not be drinking either.
Hey, you got to protect the investment.
Hey, exactly.
Yes, that is right.
You do.
Okay, so I guess we'll get it going.
Let's go.
Okay, you know what time it is.
You know it.
It's time for Bubbly Banter. Let's
That's
pop
right.
it open.
Here we go. It's coming.
Yeah. Ah! Yeah, did you hear the bottle pop? Yeah, that means that it's official.
I did. Cheers to y'all.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Same to you.
First of all, this is quite incredible that you're such a cool dude to reach out and be like, hey, let's go ahead and do this.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
I mean, I don't know if people have this misconception of you when once you make it that you change. I mean, I'm only thing that's changed is the address, the underwear. The clothes are better, you know, the car is better, you know.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Tyson.
See, how did you, when
You're
did
welcome.
You, did you start?
I actually started in 93.
Yes.
Started off, a lot of people don't know this, but I started off working on becoming an actor, going to acting school, going to auditions. And it just so happened that one day I was in Washington Square Park. And I was approached by the Source magazine, and then, you know, it was pretty much history from there on.
Right.
Nice.
That's
so
pretty
I
cool.
I took the job as a model to pay the bills so I can pay for my acting classes, which I went to acting school for like 13 years. So.
See, I didn't know that.
I did not know that either. That's impressive.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you people when you do interviews, you jump over a lot of things.
So is there like a certain role that you would want to play? Like there's a dream role?
No, I don't necessarily have a dream role. I think it's sort of when you get the right script, then you put it all together and then you look at the finished product and you're like, wow, that is something that I could look at and say, wow, I'm proud of that. And that's, you know, it becomes a dream role.
Yeah.
If you get nominated for something, you know.
Definitely.
Have you ever been turned down because you're too good looking?
Mm.
Yeah. When I first got into the acting thing, I used to get that all the time in auditions, and I'd be like, damn, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I grew up as a kid, and I got picked on for my looks, and, you know, I had big lips, and, you know, I was skinny, and
mm-hmm.
all kind of little things that, you know, and my eyes were very, you know, slanty,
uh-huh.
In their sense, but, you know, I can't help my background, I'm part Chinese.
So. Right. And a beautiful human being, because where are they at now?
Yeah.
You always think show up at the class reunion.
Right. Thank you. You know, I thank my parents and my ancestors for my blessings every day.
Yes.
Well, you definitely have great genes, and not the ones you wear.
I'm lucky to be, you know, and all I do is go to the gym to keep it going and, you know, eat correctly as far as, you know, and I can get my water intake and my vitamins and my right amount of rest.
It's
know?
Okay.
It's so important. Yeah, definitely.
It is. I'm on my weight loss journey. I don't know if you checked out my Instagram page, but
I didn't want to pry.
Oh, no. It's perfectly fine.
You show up at the gym. I tell people all the time, you walk in there and you're like, I don't want to be here. But you see other people doing stuff. It motivates you. So
yes.
You can get out the house and walk into
mm-hmm.
the doors of the gym. I hardly ever see anybody walk in and then turn around and walk out.
That's right. Because once you get there.
Unless they forgot to lock the car.
Yeah. That's the only time. Once you're in it, you're in it. And I completed for the first time the Murph Challenge. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah. I've heard of it. Did you?
I did it. Yeah. It hurts.
How'd you do?
I did well. I completed it and I did it well. I ran. I did all the burpees. I did all the push-ups. I did everything. And
there you go.
And I was shocked. Also had a little muscle fatigue, but I accomplished something.
Yeah, I mean, it's
she
natural.
Killed it.
It's natural, you know. If I had done it, I would have had the same thing, you know. Nobody's superhuman, you know. We all get up every day and push to be the best that we can. And that's all you can ask from yourself.
Amen.
That's right. So when you hang out, like right now you're hanging at the hookah bar, are you with besties or just chilling?
I'm just chilling with this young lady right now.
Yes!
Oh, can we say hi?
And she's feeling, she living her life right now.
Living her best life.
Yeah, tell her we say hello from Roanoke, VA.
You know, she just got out of work and she got her little cocktail over here.
Good for her.
Cocktail mule. And I'm just sipping on my lemonade, watching the madness happen.
Cheers to that, though.
Cheers.
So can we say that this is like a new boo?
No, it's not a new boo. It's just, you know, somebody I've been hanging out with. That's it.
That's all right, too.
I applaud it. I try to stay away from titles if I can.
I'm very secretive about how I move.
Yes.
Good.
I learned from previous relationships when you put stuff on Instagram and you put yourself out there publicly. You know, it sometimes goes bad. So right now I just move like a ninja.
Well, that's a fact.
Good for you.
Yeah, you have to. I think in this era of social media and everyone wanting to know what everyone else is wanting to do, people post things on Instagram because they're trying to show you that they're living a good life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I sometimes do the same thing, but not often. I don't need to.
I enjoy some Wendy Williams.
Oh, I love her.
But she tried to hold on to that, you know.
I stay away from that one.
Yes.
About me. I can say about her, karma. You talk so much about other people, now your life is in shambles.
There you go.
You know, now you on Front Street.
You're right.
Yes.
You're right.
Yeah, she did. She did a lot of talking.
And I always say, never talk bad about people because you never know what could happen to you.
Amen.
That is a fact. But at the same time, I was thinking with Wendy, her job is to just talk about people. So if she was to,
that's it. Talk,
you know,
business, I wouldn't want no job like that.
Right.
That's not how I grew up. You know, I grew up in a society that we didn't have exposure. You if you saw your favorite celebrity, it was either in a movie, a magazine, or on TV,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, or at an event, a red carpet event, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a big believer in, like...
You couldn't write to them and insult them like now that you can, you know?
It is different.
It definitely has changed, but...
Yeah, so far today, I haven't gotten any mean DMs or insults.
Nice!
Cool.
So far. Not that that even bothers me, but it just motivates me to do better, and it also, like, questions... What is wrong with that person to go out of their way and their time to go and, you know, insult or degrade you, you know?
Yep.
So I just feel bad for those people. And, you know, they're just not happy with their lives.
That's right.
I ain't going to nobody DM to tell them how I feel about them.
I know. To take time out of your day.
If I see you, then that might be a different situation. You know?
Yes. I can definitely relate to that. I'm always big into, like, the energy that you put out into the world, it's going to come back to you. So if you decide to put positivity out there.
I try to stay the same way. And that's all that the human race should be thinking about.
Yes.
But yeah, you know, people just ain't thinking right and they ain't acting right, you know.
Instead of trying to tear each other down, it's like, how do we come together as one with society and
exactly.
continually just boost people up and up and up. Well, thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate
that. Because this is not an easy thing that we live in, this thing called life.
It's not.
There's obstacles. There's downfalls. You know, in the end of the day, we're either born or we're dead. One of the two. And then what goes on in between is really up to you.
Oh, my gosh.
I love that.
We can really just, like, sit down and emotional, spiritual healing.
All day.
Yes.
So, if you follow me, you see what I post, and I try to post nothing but positivity, you know. And then sometimes I let you into what I'm going through or what somebody says, and it's just crazy because sometimes you're like, really? Did this person just write this to me? Show it to my followers, like, you see what I got to put up with?
Yeah.
You know? And I'm not trying to shame that person.
Definitely.
Anything, but I'm just trying to show people, this person's an idiot. So if you ever see this person or you follow this person, stop what you're doing right now because this is a toxic individual and they want to spread that toxic Avenger mess on you.
I love that you use the word toxic because it's so important and you are absolutely right.
It is. I mean,
it spreads.
You're not going to jump in a pool of nuclear toxic waste.
No.
No.
You know? So why let somebody come and try to pour it on you or try to serve you a glass full of that? Nah, it ain't happening. Get out of here.
Exactly. Yes. I love that vibe.
So if you are having dinner and you have your table set out and you have two people that you could really engage with, who's sitting at the table with you?
All right. I've also often thought about this question. One would be, I always say Tupac, but I've soon learned to think of different people. So one would be President Obama for sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, I swear you're going to call me crazy. You're going to call me crazy, but that was the first guy that.
You know I was going to say that one?
Yes, that was the first guy that came to my mind because I was like, he's going to say President Obama.
Yes.
I'm not going to invite him to dinner without inviting Michelle.
Ah. Oh.
So
I miss
those
them.
Are my two dinner guests.
Awesome.
Oh, they're great.
They are. Oh, and they are living. Yeah, and when I say living,
I want to pick their brain and ask them what was it like, what they went through, and what do they see for the forsaken future of the people?
Yeah, it's a good question. Did you get to read Michelle Obama's book, Becoming?
No, I haven't yet, but every time I see it in the airport, I'm like, I got to pick that up. But, like, I'm reading, like, 6 books right now. So, you know, it's like.
Oh,
that's impressive.
When I get bored of reading one, I go read the other one for a little while.
So what?
I just finished The Alchemist.
Okay.
And I don't know if you've read it, but it's a good read. It's a short read. I think it's roughly around 185 pages.
Not bad.
It's a life-changing book. I read it, and then when I was finished reading it, I said to myself, I am the alchemist.
Yes.
I had to write that down to make sure that I do pick it up.
Understand what I'm saying. Because the alchemist was able to turn just regular metal into gold.
There you go.
And once you read the book, you'll understand what it is. And it's about finding self-treasure.
Yes.
You know, and it not necessarily means riches. I'm not talking about gold. I'm not talking about money, jewelry, things like that.
Inner spirit.
Mm-hmm.
What's really called treasure to you and in your eyes and in your heart.
Oh my gosh.
Love it.
I enjoy, because I never knew that you were this deep of a person. Like, I mean, I figured.
Because you know what? You can't tell from the polo ads and the movies, the TV shows, and the little interviews you see here and there. I think you kind of got to hang out with me to really know who I am.
When and where? When and where?
Right now, I'm sitting here with this young lady smoking shisha in Wynwood, Miami. So, you know.
Oh, okay. Miami. All right.
The artsy area of Miami.
Love it.
Nice. I mean, for real, we would hang out and we'll have a glass of wine and get emotional and spiritual enlightenment. Bring it on.
Okay. I don't drink, but I'll pour the wine for you.
Nice. All right. So cool.
I'll keep popping the bottles, as they say.
See, I know that you have your lady right there. Tell her we said hey again.
Yes.
So I'm curious. Hey. Are you single? What kind of? What's your ideal woman?
I mean, we're not in a relationship, but we like to hang out with each other. You know.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I went through a bad relationship and I'm going on 4 years single and I don't mind it, you know, I don't mind it. I mean, my focus is on my work right now. And I think becoming single at the time that I did was probably the best thing that happened to me. because I moved from New York City to here in Miami, and I just I changed the thing, the way I live and the way I am. Because when I'm living in a big city like that, you tend to go out, you're partying, you're going to red carpet, mm-hmm. you're doing all these events. And then moving here, it's not as fast paced as New York is, so it gives you time to read, reflect, go to the beach, ride your bike, you know, get out, go to the gym. You know, I've come here and I've opened up 2 LLCs, getting ready to launch my eyewear, my belts, my socks.
Oh, right. My gosh. Can you tell us details about
fitness wear? But my photos on the Instagram, like this past week, I was in New York for meetings with different department stores and different like denim companies and stuff. So I posted some of this stuff, but I didn't want to post too much.
Just a little taste.
I kind of want to like just launch stuff and then have people do it. And I'm going to do e-commerce. Most of it's going to be e-commerce. So
okay.
You can just pull it up on your Instagram and purchase, because I find myself buying stuff on there all the time. I was like, I don't need that shirt, but I like
it. Yeah, yes.
You know what I mean? So hopefully people will see the sunglasses and like them and say, man, I want that. Oh, I want that. You know, because I dress in a particular way.
Very well.
You know, I like to dress well, and I like to, because I think the way you dress and the way you carry yourself and the upkeep that you keep for yourself, I think it sends a positive vibe to people.
It does.
And people mm-hmm. are drawn to somebody like that. Whereas it's somebody who's, you know, unkept, dingy, mm-hmm. their pants is hanging, you're seeing their underwear. You know, it just shows that their mentality is not where it needs to be.
Well, yeah, it shows that they don't care about themselves at the moment, or they're down or depressed.
Right. And,
yeah.
And you know what? The first thing you got to do in life is love yourself.
That's, oh my gosh.
Nobody else can love.
Can you say that again?
For the people in the back.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
You have to love yourself before you can love others.
Tyson, if you only knew, like, we say that every episode. I kid you not. We say it every episode.
Even if you get up in the morning and you say, I love myself.
In the mirror.
In the mirror, and you say, I love myself. Because I had an acting coach who used to tell me, stand in front of the mirror and run your lines. And then look at yourself as you're saying them. And do you believe what you're saying? You know? Because if you can look in the mirror and run your lines and not believe in what you're saying, who else is going to believe in you?
Mm. Oh, my God.
Speak the truth.
You got to believe in you.
Woo!
You is number one.
Amen.
Can the congregation say amen?
Tyson, you have no earthly idea like how much you are like, I'm vibing with everything that you're saying, because it's like this whole year, that's what I've been doing, is just like completely refocusing myself.
Yes.
And loving myself.
Because we're now in such a crazy society.
We are.
Half the country is fighting with each other. Racism is a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's being rebirthed.
Gay rights is
amen.
Abortion.
Oh. Yep.
It's just like we are in the most frantic time that we've ever been. I mean, for at least my lifetime on this planet.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm 48, and I've seen a lot of things, and I've been through a lot of presidents, and seen this economy go up and down. And
don't look at
country. You know, be successful and then watch it fight against each other, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it's hard for a black man.
I couldn't imagine. I really couldn't. Like,
black woman, but it's just something we got to deal with and something we got to accept. But we don't have to accept it all. We can change things if we all band together and agree that, hey, this is not right. This is not what we want to do.
Exactly.
Let's better ourselves, you know?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you need to speak to the people, like for real.
So when are you writing a book?
You know what? I am going to write a book. I thought about
it
this past few weeks after reading The Alchemist. I said, it's my time to start.
Yes!
Whether it's my autobiography or it's my memoirs or something, something's got to be said. And Instagram follower DM'd me today, and he said, oh, man, the brothers here in Africa would love for you to come over and speak to them about modeling. And I then said to the brother, I said, look, brother, I retired from that business in 2009,
mm-hmm.
and I haven't really done anything since. But what I'm doing now is I'm living my life for me. Because he was like, why'd you stop? We need you. I said, you might need me, but I also need to follow my dream.
Oh, my God, yes.
And that's not my dream anymore. You know, I did that for so long. And, I mean, I started in 93 all the way to 2009. And, you know, I dabble in it once in a while, but that was never really my dream, you know. And some people, oh, my God, what are you talking about? They find that hard to believe.
And but you are human.
I said to him, yeah, I am human, and I have goals, and I have dreams. And
I love
said
it.
To him, the problem is I'm so outspoken towards this generation. They don't want to hear what I'm saying. They
I
know
do.
It's true. But they rather hate on me and tell me, oh, you're irrelevant. You
oh,
don't
no. That's actually just a handful. There's more people that are listening, but they're quiet. Yes.
But you get the handful that has to say something to be negative. You know,
always.
You try to say, okay, where are you in life?
Amen.
Are you anywhere near your goal? I guarantee you it's not a Bill Gates or, you know, or Warren Buffett DMing you to say this, you know?
That's right.
And I don't mean to brag about success or money. I think we all want it.
Yeah,
it's just
you got to work for it.
You do.
Are scared to admit that's what they want because they feel fear of people getting mad at them and oh you're showing off. No, it's not showing off. It's being proud of the hard work that you put in.
That's right.
It. And I think. Everything in this generation now is they want it now.
Yeah.
That is true.
Hand it to me. Hand it to me now.
DM me and girls DM me. Oh, I want to be a supermodel. How do I do that? And I always write the simple word, work for it.
Amen.
Yes, you put in the work.
By that? Yeah, and they mean, what do you mean by that? There is no secret, one little secret to success. The biggest secret, it's not even a secret. The biggest thing for to be successful is hard work. People don't like to do hard work.
Mm-mm.
You know, they want it served up to them, and it doesn't work that way.
Nope.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It really doesn't. And you know, those who think that's how it works, well, good for them. Keep thinking that way. Show me what you're doing later on in life.
Those are the people that think that they look at, you know, reality TV stars.
Yeah.
And they think, okay, well, they did it. I can land a job on a show.
That person went through a lot to get there, and they're still going through a lot. That might not even be their full journey. That might only be a part of their journey.
Right.
But I don't know. Like my personal belief is like you will never reach your full journey until you learn how to love yourself and fully accept yourself as who you are.
100%. You know what? You're 100% right.
You will get where you're destined to be.
This generation, they don't know how to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, whether they're going to, they see something on Instagram. Oh, I want boobs like her. I want a butt like her. Or
work for it.
You know, you got guys who are now getting chest implants, calf implants.
Yep.
No one's working for it.
Yeah, hit the gym.
I'm gonna go see the doctor. Oh, I'm gonna go over here and get it.
Did Cardi get ab implants?
She has some kind of abs. Something done.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
You got
if
it.
That's what you're into. That's cool.
Don't I love
sit
it.
There
love this guy.
Like you at work for it with your gym clothes on, standing there posing in front of the
with
mirror.
That flat tummy too.
I got girls that come in my gym with their implants, you know, up and down, and they sitting there looking at themselves and then looking to see if I'm paying attention. I turn around and just turn my music up and
yes. It's like, who are you?
I'll just do my extra rep and mind my business, and then pick up my gym bag and go to the gym. I don't even want to be near you.
No, they can go back to their doctor and be like, "What happened, doctor? It didn't work."
I love your authenticity. I love it.
You ain't interested.
We gotta redo this.
Yes,
I want a refund.
I'm from Jamaica, so everything in Jamaica natural. You know?
Woo!
If you
yes.
want a coconut, you climb the tree. You want a mango,
that's right.
you go get it from the tree. Either that or you go to the market.
Hey,
you know?
I made thickums.
You
so
want
I
fish,
was like,
you go fish or you go fish market.
Woo! Oh my gosh, this is a great. I mean, we could talk like for real forever.
We really could, but
we really could.
Eating up all your time.
No,
so.
No, you're not. I was like worried that we were eating up your time.
But can I ask one question?
Like I said, I'm in chill mode right now.
Awesome. Oh, trust me, I'm super appreciative and like I'm still like Woohoo! Oh my God. So taking a small little turn, if you will, going back to the 90s, whenever you were in modeling or whatever and killing it as you still are. So what was it like? And I don't know how many shows you would have done with them, but you know, just at any point in time doing a show with some of the top supermodels like Linda, Christy, Naomi, well, oh my God, she'd murder me.
My first real runway show was in Milan, and it was with Linda Evangelista.
What?
And,
whoa.
Yeah, and it was like, it was amazing to me. I'm like, I was nervous, and Linda said to me, yo, just chill. Walk like if you were walking down the street. You know?
Yes.
So I was like, all right, well.
I got this.
And I think that's how I created my own individual walk, because I don't see anybody walk like me or walk like I did.
Not at all.
Same thing with Naomi. Same thing with Cindy Crawford, Linda Evangelista. You name it. Everybody had their own individual walk.
So
these young kids look at this stuff on TV and try to emulate it, I say
trash.
Don't try to walk like somebody else.
No, because they can't.
Do it in the sense that how you would do it.
Yeah.
They don't want to buy something that's already been sold to them, you know?
Absolutely.
It's a knockoff.
Naomi's walk. They don't need to buy Tyson's walk.
Exactly.
They're looking for the new individual, you know? They're not looking for another Tyson.
That's why you have got to be yourself, because if you're not yourself.
And I tell these models all the time whenever they ask me stuff, and I say, look, man, you can't do what I did. Because I did it already.
Yes! You know? I love that confidence.
So, and then they're like, well, I want to be like you. Well, it's like saying you want to have my fingerprint.
Yeah, that's right.
That is a perfect analogy. Perfect analogy.
Every human has a different fingerprint. So you have to find your own individuality. Don't be like somebody else or everybody tell me I look like you. Well, guess what? That sucks for you because I'm killing it.
Yes,
and there's no room in my throne.
That's right.
I ain't fitting two people in my throne.
Well, you know, they say a lot of
my queen.
Yes,
because they say a lot of people nowadays are thinking that they don't know who they are, and so they try to be so different that they all become the same.
This is the lost generation. Mm-hmm. Like I remember, our parents would tell us we were kind of lost.
But yeah.
When they look at us now and then look at them, they're like, no, y'all wasn't lost. Y'all just had stopped on the side of the road and got back on the road. These people had done, they done took the car off the road and they done hit their head and they walking around lost.
And the bad thing is they still got GPS and they're lost.
They got GPS and then drove into the river.
And the fact that they don't do their research on things, they don't go, you know, for us, we went to the library. You know, now they have these computers in their pocket. Why don't you go and look and learn to master your craft?
Yes, that's right.
Because,
you
know? Yes.
Ask somebody else all the questions in the world, but you won't know it till you go and experience it for yourself.
Absolutely. Because it's like everything's at your fingertips. If you want to learn something and you don't.
It really is. And they have it easy.
Yes.
They have it easy. We had to get up and knock on doors. Where is it? They send an email, text, WhatsApps.
They don't talk anymore.
You know? Yeah, no, this generation don't talk anymore. There's no social gathering without a phone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know? Anytime you go walk into any party, what's everybody doing?
Standing on the phone. Because I know my parties used to be like,
why go out then? I'll just stay home.
That's one thing.
You know what I mean? I got a laptop computer.
Yes!
I'll do that instead. Or I'll Amazon or Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
That's one thing I love about, you know, Adele. And she's one of my biggest obsessions. But anytime that she has a big party, and she had one recently, it was for her birthday, and she rented out this huge mansion in L.A. But when everybody arrived, she made them drop their phones. Everybody, even Beyonce and Jay-Z had to drop their phone.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Beyonce does that too.
Yes, and that's what I love about that, because I'm
like, leave your phone.
Yeah,
you're there to congregate with each other. Yes.
And then you can kind of live, because I grew up in that society that we didn't have cell phones. And that could take pictures and record what you were doing.
Yeah.
You know? So we were able to act up and not have to worry about, oh, my God, TMZ's going to find out.
I know.
I was getting a lap dance.
Uh-huh.
By three hot girls, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're always at the ready with the cameras.
Yeah. And I always, when I go out, I'm conscious about that now because you kind of, you have to hold back.
What's a shame?
Who you really are.
Well, it's a shame.
You don't know who's watching.
That is true.
TV, you got people Instagram and Snapchat, and you know, we're in a information now society.
People are always looking for it. Always.
Yeah.
You can't relax.
Always looking to... Always wanting to catch you doing something bad.
I mean, shoot, we're local DJs here, personalities in town. And we go out. We like to karaoke and have, you know. like to sing a few songs.
The minute that you don't have too much to drink and you stumble, you know they're going to talk about you.
No, they're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I like to bring it.
So, I don't know. It's pushed me to be more of a recluse on how I go out and how I operate.
Yeah, you also learn who your real friends.
Move smoothly, so there ain't no paparazzi pictures of me.
Yeah.
Right. And you learn who your real friends are.
And then and then this society would be like, oh, well, you're irrelevant. So, you know, why? Because I don't want to put my life out there like that?
You shouldn't have to.
It's very respectable.
I'm not posting pictures of my family. I'm not showing you who I'm hanging out with.
Good.
And the reason I don't post pictures of my family because I don't want you to know who they are when they run up on you and knock you the hell out.
I say the same thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I got three brothers who are like, don't put me up on there. Work for you. In case I need to go pay somebody a visit.
That's right.
Like, I got you, bro.
Uh-huh.
My cousins are the same way. They're like, nah, keep us a secret. So
yeah, it's no joke.
How big the family is.
Mm-hmm. See, I love a big family because I have a big family.
Yeah.
They're all over.
I have a big family too, but everybody always see me by myself. But
yeah,
you know, there's a whole lot of Jamaicans behind me.
So that's good to know. They're like, hey.
I don't deal with my family. I leave them in the closet.